You're listening to Rock at Night. Rock at Night, here I come, babe. Rock at Night, just to get some pay. We're ready to love, I'm only this time. A night, a night. Right.
Hey there, I'm Jake Davies from Of Limbo, and this is my little brother.
Luke Davies, also from Of Limbo.
Yep, and we are on the Rock at Night interview podcast. I'm not sure what this is, but we're talking to Rock at Night.
Talking to Rock at Night. We're rocking at night. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even though it's the middle of the day.
Excellent, guys. So great to meet you guys and talk to you a little bit. I want to get right down to things here. And first of all, I'm familiar with this, but for the people listening out there, how did you come out with such a unique name for the band?
Okay, so that was.
I'll let you feel this one, mate.
Be attributed to Luke, essentially.
Yeah, but you tell a story better than I do.
We were back in our old apartment in Belmont Shore, and we'd been consuming quite a few alcoholic beverages that night, and I looked over at Luke.
That and more.
He was sitting on the couch next to me with his eyes kind of half rolled back in his head. I'm like, Luke, you all right, dude? He goes, I don't know, man. Feeling a little left of limbo right now. So we went with Left of Limbo as the band name for a while, and then we decided it sounded too much like a verbing the noun metal band. Pierce the veil. Stab the drama. Reach
just
net,
that like
space.
That three word thing that is just so, it's like a formula.
Yeah,
a
lot of metal for
a lot of like metal bands. So yeah,
got rid of the left, and now it's just Of Limbo, and it's kind of like what it means to us, at least, is kind of like the music is, you know, it's from limbo, it's of limbo, it's not easy to pin down. We try and be as diverse and dynamic with our songwriting as possible, try not to repeat ourselves and play the same song over and over again, because there's only so many times one can.
And lots of people always ask, like, what is Of Limbo? I'm like, what does it need to be?
Yeah,
what the fuck does it need to be? Exactly, what is Pearl Jam? Yeah. What you know, like, what are all these other band names? Like, there's so many bands that you are very fond of that there's no meaning to their name.
Yeah,
what does Of Limbo need to be? So it is what it is.
Yeah, and it's a great name. It's unique, and you know, you got to be different. You know, like you said, there's you know, a name is a name, but yeah, that's great. This new album, Unplugged, that's being released July 18th. Am I correct there?
Yeah,
Friday, right?
Yeah,
this Friday,
right. 2 days from now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Halfway through the year and beyond already, crazy.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've listened to it. It's really, you guys did a great job on it. I'm telling you, the acoustic guitar work on this and the vocals and everything, just the way it's produced, just a fantastic job, you know. And it's basically an acoustic and pretty laid back live album, or not live album, but there are a couple of live cuts, but
we kind of initially intended to make the whole thing live, and then once we sort of got in there, yeah, I think we were supposed to record them all live like we did the Darlin' one, and then we're like, oh, no, we should really add layers to this song and that song.
That's so far ago, I don't even remember that.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to have it done like last year in April, and here it is, so.
Hey, as long as it's out, that's
yeah,
what
exactly.
But from what I understand, like, your live performances are a little bit wild, and you guys are kind of like party guys, from what I understand. So correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe the rumors are wrong, and you guys are just sitting there with your ties, shirts and ties and three-piece suits on, and just, you know, I find it hard to believe, but I'll let you explain that part of it.
There's no correction. We're pretty wild when it comes to the electric set.
Yeah.
When it's the full band playing loud and live raw electric, shit pops off pretty heavy for sure. The acoustic, we like to, I don't know, be a little bit sophisticated.
Yes.
Be a little bit,
pretend,
you know.
Pretend to be sophisticated.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way. Yes. pretend to be sophisticated. And we sit down, we try and wear all black and like.
I do actually suit up. Speaking of suit and tie, I don't think I've ever worn a tie before, but very often I will wear a suit blazer
But
when
it's
playing
like,
the
I don't know,
acoustic.
it's going, it's go the acoustic sets are like going for that Alice in Chains, or sorry, not exclusively Alice in Chains, but that MTV Unplugged sort of thing that happened in the 90s, early 2000s, where, you know, it was that energy, that vibe that was just like, it was calm, felt, I don't know, mature in energy.
Mature.
Yeah, for sure. So we do that in terms of the unplugged sort of set, but when it comes down to us playing our full band, yeah.
It's definitely a little bit loosey goosey, and we have a little bit more fun. Well, I don't want to say more fun. It's just a different kind of fun. It's a lot more party atmosphere for sure, and people know that when they're coming to our unplugged one, it's a little bit different.
Jake has a very, very strong talent for mispouring beer into my mouth.
So whenever he does the solo at the end of this song, Let's Get Fucked Up, this goofy song we made years ago that we almost always close our set with because people love it. When he's doing the solo at the end, I'll often pour beer in his mouth while he's playing the guitar. And without a doubt, he'll start in one position, and then as I start pouring, going
Yeah,
higher and higher, he moves his
he's
mouth.
telling the story.
He moves his mouth, and it goes all in his eyes. And then without
All my fingers, touch my guitar.
every single time he will complain afterwards that it's me
How
that's moved
many
it.
times have I had to get my guitar
Many, many,
cleaned?
many times because
Cleaned
of your
due to
movement.
your inaccuracy.
You need to stay still
Your
and that
lack
will be
of
perfectly accurate.
dexterity with it. Okay?
You
All
guys
right.
aren't related to the Kinks, Davies, are you?
No, we
No.
are not. We are not. But
Okay.
that is
All
another
right.
pair of brothers, huh? That's pretty
Yeah.
funny.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Good stuff. I want to go back a little bit. I know you guys were raised in Australia, if I'm correct. And Luke, you went to Berkeley in Boston, which is very close to me. As a matter of fact, I took some classes there. I have a ton of friends that have gone there. Great school. And then you took off for a spring break or something, and Jake talked you into like hanging around and said, "Hey, let's go. Let's
Worst decision I ever made.
We played a board game that game the game called Life not too long ago, the board game Life over at my girlfriend's house. And what
Oh
was it,
my God.
Thanksgiving, I think?
Yeah, no, it was Christmas. It was
Okay,
Christmas. It was
whatever,
Christmas.
Christmas. Anyway,
Epic.
we're playing the game called Life, and Luke repeatedly would choose to be a musician at the start of the game instead of whatever accountant, whatever the other options are. And
I got lawyer. Musician, doctor, musician, and I was just like, let's just play this out. Let's
let's
play this
play it out
out.
as a musician each time.
Musician every time.
And every single time he lost by a landslide to everybody else.
I was bankrupt by like round two every single
Never
time.
got anywhere.
But yeah, jokes aside, went to Berkeley for summer semester and then went for one more and then needed a break because Australian high school schedule goes, it's different than the American one. So I didn't ha really have a break at all. And then once I finished those two semesters, I felt like I needed a break. I came over and started hanging out with Jake a little bit. And then, yeah, he convinced me to stay and write music. But more accurately, we just started writing music together and it just felt really good.
Yeah.
Just like felt like pretty, felt honest, felt like, innate and honest. So just kept doing it.
There were certainly no fun times had, right? It was not wasn't fun at all.
Yeah, it sucked. It fucking sucked.
You're having a blast every night. Going out to the bar and then come back and writing riffs, and yeah, it just wasn't something that either one of us wanted to stop doing, so we just kept doing it.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, Luke, I have a question for you. What did you think of Boston? Did you like the
I
area?
love Boston.
Okay, you're building up your Boston base fan base right now. I mean, it's you just picked up about 1,000 fans, I bet. Just saying that.
I absolutely fucking love Boston.
And these are.
I'll tell you what I love specifically about Boston. I love how direct people are. It is so straight to the point, no dicking around, no bullshit. They just hit you with the reality. And I love living there. This is my favorite basketball team. I mean, Larry Bird is my favorite basketball. Well, actually, sorry. Okay, Larry Bird is tied. My first
With Jason
favorite.
Kidd?
Jason Kidd, Larry Bird, and Jordan are all tied first. I can't delineate between the three of them.
Either way, he's a Celtics fan.
I'm a Celtics fan for life. I love Boston. I love the culture. I love how direct people are. I just think it's fucking epic.
Yeah, it's quite the city, and yeah, I grew up in the area, so I enjoy myself. But yeah, like you said, very direct people, and some of the worst drivers in the world. But
Oh,
they,
I'd say the best, dude.
yeah, I think.
I'd say the best. They tell you how you've done wrong.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my driving. I don't
Yeah,
know.
maybe you specifically.
Man, you got to be yelling at them louder because whoever's loudest wins.
Right. True. That's it. I got a question for you. I don't want to start a family argument here, but who's the better guitarist?
Luke.
Between you and me, who's the
Lucas,
best?
Lucas. I started as the better, but I'm older than he is, and then I don't know at what age it sort of came about that the pupil surpassed the sensei, but that definitely happened, and he's definitely much better guitarist now. We both write good riffs, but he's a much more proficient. I don't know about that. He's a much more proficient soloist. That's for damn sure. He does write.
All right. Well,
We were talking about starting a little something up where we compete in a riff-off situation pretty soon. So stay tuned for that one. That's needs to be refined still. We've got a couple working titles, working
I'll say
ideas.
this to that question. I reckon the most proficient example of any guitar playing between the both of us was performed by Jake. If it were to be a situation of we walk into a room and a guitar is placed in our hands and something needs to be provided that is appropriate for that part, the guitar goes in my hands.
Well,
Yeah.
he's a better guitarist.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Who's the bigger party animal then?
Honestly, it's probably him. He doesn't switch off. I usually will call it at about, I don't know,
Case
3 a.m.
in point.
Yeah, about 3 a.m. I'll call it and get a couple of Z's in before the next morning. But once he switches on, pretty rarely will he switch off voluntarily. It has to switch off for him, I guess. But we both challenge each other to better each other's partying harder and harder, you know? Keep pushing the envelope.
Well, you're the older brother, so you gotta kind of show him some, some discipline.
Yeah, he started this.
I
He
started
started this.
that.
Okay, like I'm just following suit. Okay.
Just want to be like your older brother, right? I mean,
Yeah.
that's
How can you blame me?
no, I totally agree. I mean, I do the same thing. So, look at me now. So, getting back to some serious questions, I know you have some tour dates scheduled, basically in California for the most part. Are you planning on hitting the Midwest or the East Coast, New York,
We
Boston?
have something bubbling, but we're not allowed to talk about it until it gets confirmed. But someone has loosely requested us to go out with them early next year, all the way up California, through Canada, down the East Coast, and then through the South back. So we're hoping that materializes into a reality, but you never know until
A band we
you hit
played
the
with
door.
before.
Yeah, okay, a band we played with before.
That's pretty
Before you
good.
hit.
That's a decent hint. That's
Yeah.
like that's acceptable.
Anyway, yeah, we shouldn't talk too much more about that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and we'll drop that there because I know some of the bands you've toured with, so we'll just leave it blank and let things
Let
happen,
people
and then
guess, yeah, guess to themselves.
have an official announcement when you're ready to do that. But no, that's great. It's good to know.
As far as this year, we've got Viper Room next month on the 8th. and then we've got a few acoustic ones here and there. We've got the Observatory in Orange County in, what is it, October?
Yep.
Got another one in Long Beach on Halloween at the V Room. I'm sure our good friend, Mr. Edward Bunker, can provide you with all of our dates. He knows them better than we do.
Okay. I do. I have seen a few. So, yeah, looking forward to hopefully, you cross country, because I'm out in the New England area. So,
Very cool. Our good friend Shonzo lives out in Rhode Island, so we're hoping if we get anywhere near you, we'll get somewhere near him too and be able to hang out with both of y'all.
that's great. That's where I grew up in Rhode Island. Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm surprised you even know the name of that state. It's like they have ranches in Texas that are bigger than the state of Rhode Island. So
Yeah, I wouldn't
I
know it
know.
had Sean not moved there. He used to live in Long Beach and hang with us all the time, and then he moved out there, and he's a postman now, I think.
Yeah, he
He's
is.
a postman driving
Well,
around Rhode Island, living that simple, fun
wow. That's why my mail's getting lost then, right?
life.
Wow, that's excellent. Yeah, that'd be great. Great to see you guys. And going back to the album, there are a couple of tunes on there that just really, really good stuff. And I know, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, you did a cover of a Radiohead song.
Yeah,
And
that video is coming out. I don't know when you're going to air this, but it's coming out Thursday night at 9 p.m. Pacific. So, yeah, song and video of Street Spirit Radiohead out tomorrow.
I'll tell you, I'm being totally honest about this. I like Radiohead. I like the way they do things, and they have some great tunes. Your version blew theirs away. I'll say
Nice.
that right up front. And I was like, well, you're not getting better than this. This is the best version of the song I've ever heard. And
Thank
so,
you very much, brother.
hey, you're welcome. I mean, congratulations on, and
Have to.
every song is just so good. She did.
Thanks, Duder. I have to give props to Luke on the amazing instrumental of that one, but also props to our friend Lucas, who is the first person we've ever had sing on one of our songs with us besides us. So Lucas Holter of Whiskey Wolves, phenomenal singer, came in and did the
Whiskey and the
Whiskey
Wolves.
and the Wolves, sorry.
Whiskey and the Wolves.
Not just Whiskey Wolves, my
Yeah,
bad.
he does this all the time.
Yeah.
This is
Anyway,
his move.
Lucas Holter killed it, and yeah, very, very proud of that cover. That's my favorite cover on the album for sure.
Some real good stuff there. And
over.
I'm actually writing, in addition to doing this interview, I'm actually writing your music review also for the album. And
Nice.
it's basically done. I'll be sending that in probably tonight or tomorrow morning. And I went from my living room, sitting down, listening to it and trying to be, okay, let me feel this out, to lying down in bed and just like closing my eyes. And it was like you guys were sitting there playing these songs. I mean, it was so cool. Just a
Thanks, brother.
fantastic job all the way around. I mean,
Well, can I ask you a question?
sure, yeah.
One of the favorite moments of the album for me and Jake was, well, I mean, this is
Go
true.
for it.
The last song, Fire Truck.
Oh.
I don't think it's one of the best songs on the record. It's a good song, but the solo at the end,
Is epic.
we spent, I would say, okay, so the album started, we started doing it in January. We finished in about November. I would say it took from June to October to get that solo done.
To write the way we wanted it to be, right? Essentially, not like he was doing a take of the same, attempting to play the same solo over and over again. It was like,
No, to yeah, exactly. To write
to
exactly the parts,
write the right
to
way.
write the
Yeah,
part.
there's a lot of iterations of it, and that one is the one.
And especially it ending on the low E. I don't know. This is just me
Yeah, I think it's a
naturally.
great. It's essentially. We see that as kind of the last song of the album, essentially, and then you have your two little live ones, but that's kind of like those are bonus, So that was sort of the end of the album for us, was that last little final open E
I guess the
strike.
question is, did that solo hit you?
It did hit me.
Nice.
Nice.
Like I said, every song there was, like you just said, hit me. I mean, I spent a couple of nights just relaxing, taking it easy, and closing my eyes and listen to some of the best acoustic guitar work and vocals I've heard in a long time.
Thank you,
And
brother. I keep picturing Lisa Simpson in space meme.
well, yeah, that's kind of like me.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that.
When Luke was talking about favorite moments, I thought he was gonna bring up the yodel hey ho and jokes on you, but I guess not.
No.
No, it was his own guitar work was his favorite moment.
Well, it was our guitar work. It was
Yeah.
our guitar because we wrote that together.
Yes,
So
we did. Yes,
you can't say that it was my guitar. It
no,
was our guitar
it
work.
was. I'm
We
just
wrote
kidding.
that together. So yeah, fuck you.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. And one of the other songs, I mean, I'm like, are these guys really gonna try this? And when you did the Van Halen song, nobody does Van Halen. Nobody tries to copy Van Halen. And your interpretation of the song, so good. You just pull things apart. Like you said, it took you longer to do the album than you expected. But I mean, I know bands that took 5 years and couldn't accomplish what you did, and
Thanks,
it
brother.
took you 9, 8 months, 9 months, or whatever it took you to do.
There's
And
a lot of sort of learning how to record ourselves acoustic properly in the home studio too, and Luke learning mixing tricks and engineering tricks as he was going, and then like, oh, he'd learn something sick for the second song that we'd recorded, then we'd go back and re-record part of the first song,
There was kind of like a phrase that was a joking phrase now between me and Jake. I cracked the code.
I crack the code
I
because
cracked
you
the code,
come up to me every
and
other day, dude.
I
Fucking
cracked
crack
the
the
code.
code.
I figured it out, and it was like a,
How many more codes are there left to crack? Yeah.
yeah, it was hysterical, kind of, but
Yeah, it got there. And
it was
that
a
Van,
long process.
we heard a good thing about that Van Halen one. We're kind of loosely friends with Andrew Hagar, Sammy Hagar's son, and he showed Pops and Pop, actually before he showed Pops. He told his dad, Sammy, that we were doing it, and he said, "Word of advice to the boys then, just make sure you're really coked up and really horny."
That's a key to success, I guess.
I don't know if we nailed exactly that,
I
but
don't think it was
I very much appreciated the
either.
words of advice from Sammy Hagar. And then, Andrew played it for him, and he said that Sammy loved it.
We
So
did justice.
as long as we didn't make Sammy throw the phone across the room, I'm pretty stoked on it too.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, wow, that's a great story. I'm gonna have to repeat that one somewhere down the road, but that's a great story.
We did take a couple liberties with his lyrics, though. I'm not sure how I felt about that. I'm hoping he had a laugh at that. But later in the song, what was it? It was one, "Come on and
He,
milk me, mama."
Jake, the liberties were exclusively additions.
Well, they
Okay,
were just, honestly.
Jake just wanted to add stuff in there,
Well, it was
and
mainly
one
because.
was "Milk me, mama." Milk me, mama. What was the other one?
The other one was, "It ain't gonna suck
It
itself."
ain't gonna suck itself.
So basically, the way that this happened, Michael, is Luke would be in here on, in the recording booth, sorry, in the studio, manning the computer or whatever,
In the
and I'd be
control room.
control room, and I'd be in the vocal booth, and I'd be like, "God, just give me one more take." And when I'd say, "Just give me one more take," usually he knows I'm fucking with him. I'm gonna do something stupid. So I would just rattle off these goofy lines. And then after we played it back and we both laughed our asses off, we're like, "Dude, we just gotta keep that in there now."
He convinced me.
Hey, that's what makes you know, and
Exactly right.
you got to be different. I read something, I think you quoted it, Jake, about people going to concerts and standing there basically like zombies, and
Yeah, it's the worst.
nobody's like, you know, into them. They'll clap at the end of the song, you know, out of respect or whatever, but like nobody knows how to really enjoy music anymore. And it's great to see a band like yours come out and say, okay, listen, let's go. Let's have some fun.
We've kind of learned early on that when they're not into the mood and they're like a cold crowd, you just have to shake it out of them. And like sometimes Luke will jump into the crowd and like straight rock with them, and it'll get them moving. And then it honestly is like that 23 Days Later or whatever it's called, where one person bites somebody in the airport, and then all the rest of them get infected with the rage virus. Second, one person starts rocking out, it's like some kind of blanket is lifted, a blanket of fear of like looking stupid or fear of I don't know what, embarrassing yourself. That just goes out the window once one person starts rocking out, and then it just catches like wildfire, and everybody else feels free to actually have fun. And fuck, if you don't have that moment when people are really, losing themselves in the music the moment you own it, if they're not doing that, they're it's just not gonna be a fun rock show.
You like that one, Luke, huh?
I did. Every once in a while, he makes me laugh. It's far between, but
That's cool. It's cool. Wow. It's something. I'll tell you, I really enjoyed speaking with you guys today, and I wish you all the best in the future. I know you're gonna definitely do something with this album. People are going to be very impressed, and looking for some, again, looking for some live dates. And if you guys ever get up into that Rhode Island area, definitely I want to hook up
we're
with
hitting you up.
you
We're
guys.
hitting you up for sure, Dater.
Because I need a little partying too here.
Okay.
Things have been slow, so you're going to have to show me how. And
Yeah. Hey, we'll remind you. We'll bite you with the rage
it's
virus. A reminder. I can tell. It's
I'm
a
a
reminder.
little afraid of you, Luke. I mean, I think Jake is gonna he'll keep me in place, but
Yeah. Yeah, you can only hang with Luke so long. Luke's got you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. Jake and Luke Davies, hey guys, thank you so much for speaking with me today, and again, best of luck in the future, and I know you're gonna do really well here, so
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having us.
hey, thank you. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk
Later,
soon.
man.
You're listening to Rock at Night.